This is Dr. Melissa Spann, the Chief Clinical Officer at Montanito and Affiliates, talking with you about eating disorder. So what is an eating disorder? An eating disorder is a very serious mental health illness that affects not only someone's mental health, but their physical health as well. It can affect people of all different backgrounds, races, religions, gender, sizes, shape. Eating disorders don't discriminate. Unfortunately, there's research out there that suggests that 20 million women and 10 million men in America will have an eating disorder at some point in their lives. Right now, in particular, COVID has really increased stress around eating disorders. We are very happy that we have just opened our newest residential treatment in Portland so that we can continue to provide services to those who are struggling. What we've been seeing right now is around disruptions to daily life, lack of structure, being in a home environment, if that home environment is not very supportive, challenges associated with physical activity and physical distancing, not being around people who have typically provide support, have really increased risks and symptomatology for eating disorders. There's some research out there that folks in the U.S. combined with people in Sweden and Netherlands and published a study this summer that really talked about how COVID-19 has exacerbated eating disorders. And in essence, what the study found is that people who struggle with anorexia nervosa, which is the hallmark of is restriction, have become more restricted. And people who struggle with binge eating disorder and bulimia have actually engaged in more binging episodes. And so what that tells us is that people who are struggling have struggled even more. Some of the national hotline data out there says that there's increase in calls. We've certainly seen that in our programs across the United States. We're grateful that people are able to receive care and recognize that there are so many people seeking treatment right now. There are different types of eating disorders that we want to talk a little bit more about. So anorexia nervosa is often what people picture in their minds when they think of eating disorder. It's characterized by weight loss, lack of weight gain, someone in perhaps a smaller body frame and size. The next eating disorder I want to bring up is bulimia nervosa, and bulimia is characterized by an ongoing cycle of binge eating. In addition to the binge eating, in bulimia nervosa, we see compensatory behaviors. Most typically, we see things such as self-induced vomiting, but there's other types of compensatory behavior someone might engage in. Binge eating disorder is actually the most common eating disorder in the United States, and binge eating disorder is characterized by ongoing episodes of eating in large quantities of food. So this is not just your typical Thanksgiving day feeling too full. This is recurrent ongoing episodes in which someone feels a loss of control, that they have a significant amount of shame and guilt, and that they're otherwise not engaging in ongoing compensatory behaviors. And then the last type of eating disorder that I'm going to talk about today is called OSFED, which stands for Other Specified Feeding or Eating Disorder. And in essence, OSFED was designed to be a group that encompasses eating disorders for people who don't otherwise meet the strict criteria for anorexia or bulimia, but still have pretty significant eating disorders. There are different general warning signs that we think of when we think of things that are common types of behaviors for an eating disorder, behaviors or emotional types of symptoms that we might see. So in general, we're thinking about someone who is really preoccupied with their weight, counting their calories, with certain diets, fad diets, refusing to eat certain entire food groups, for example, refusing to eat all carbohydrates or all fats. Someone who's skipping meals or withdrawing from different activities that they otherwise normally like to engage in. Those are some of the initial symptoms that we start to notice or start to see. As someone gets a little bit more involved in their eating disorder, we often see more extreme body checking or concerns with body shape and size. We might see things like really noticeable weight fluctuations, weight going up and down. There's also a whole host of medical issues that often come up. In anorexia nervosa, one of the hallmarks of anorexia is having menstrual irregularities or amenorrhea. area where someone does not otherwise have their menstruation. We often see really abnormal lab findings. Someone might experience dizziness, tachycardia, bradycardia, orthostatic vitals, feeling cold all the time, difficulty sleeping. So there's really a whole host of problems that contribute to really struggling with eating disorders. Some of the specific eating disorders have other types of warning signs and signals. Again, with anorexia, we would notice dramatic weight loss. One of the things that we would want to notice is if somebody's getting up to use the restroom immediately following a meal, that's typically a sign of engaging in those compensatory behaviors with bulimia nervosa. And overall, just hiding food, hiding relationship with food, hiding from other people, overly concerned with food and otherwise concerned with body image. So what should you do if you see someone who's displaying any of these emotional or physical behaviors and you're worried about them? There are a ton of resources that are out there. Right now, because of COVID, so many resources are offered at reduced costs and virtually, whereas otherwise they might not have before. We're very excited that we're able to offer treatment in so many states across the country, and now coming to Portland area, just opening our new program there this week. So family, friends, teachers, educators, those in your workplace, they're often the ones to initially see that something's going on. And whether the individual who's struggling is afraid or is experiencing a lot of shame with what's going on, many people who struggle with eating disorders do have a lot of difficulty reaching out for help. And it really does take someone in their lives to say, hey, you know what? I've got you and I can do this with you. So we would encourage anybody who thinks someone is struggling to reach out. We are available to connect on the phone. Our line to reach our admissions department is 888-228-1253. There are also a variety of national resources available and out there, and we would encourage anybody to give us a call. We're happy to talk to you to see how we might help and what the next steps might be. There is hope. We do believe that full recovery is possible.